You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, yep, you are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We're about to go around the NFL with...
Laramie Tunsil.
That's not his name. His name is Brandon Kyle Scott. B. Scott's in the building, baby. What's happening, man?
The vet.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, look.
Yeah, round of applause.
I know Laramie Tunsil's name
rings
out.
Doesn't show up for practice. When it gets real, he shows up.
Hey, I know that Laramie Tunsil's
name... He's here for the football game.
Yeah. ...rings out differently here amongst our audience. But I wouldn't mind being Laramie Tunsil, a vet, highly paid, is not about to get hurt doing something unnecessary. I get it, especially now that he's not on the team anymore, right? Like a player that maybe you had to root for, kind of the inverse of y'all's question of the day.
Yeah.
What's the player that you had to root for that you're so glad you don't know more?
Oh, yeah.
That would be, he would have to be toward the top of the list.
What about your answers to the question of the day?
So my answer is a little bit of a twist because I got two players that were already on my team when I decided to not like them anymore. But obviously they're on my team, so I don't stop rooting for them. Mm-hmm. I just don't like them no more. And so I got this little bit of an internal conflict going on. Number one is James Harden. Okay.
Okay. That's
now,
a good one.
When James Harden was in Oklahoma City, I didn't have any kind of passionate thoughts about him. Mm-hmm. And when he first got to the Rockets, I mean, you remember his first game, he goes for like 37 and 14. I'm going off the top of my head. It was a crazy game.
Yeah.
It was like immediately like, oh, the Rockets have a superstar. And it was a great feeling. But over time, and this shouldn't surprise anybody, I didn't necessarily love James Harden's style of play, his disposition, personality. Wasn't a big fan.
I get it.
But obviously a huge Rockets fan, and as long as he was on the team, I'd be rooting for dudes. So that's my number one.
Mm-hmm.
My other one is more current because he's still on the team.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Framber Valdez.
Oh, yeah. What was the breaking point?
Oh, it's the fake hair, dude.
you can't abide by these things?
I cannot abide
Especially
by
you.
These things.
He can't be trusted.
I can't respect it.
Yeah.
And then there was a little period there where he took it out and then he put it back in. Yeah. I thought he had realized the error of his ways. And he's like, nah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to lean in some more. I'm going to double down.
Didn't he do it during the regular season, too?
Yeah, he came out of nowhere.
It was like
it.
He was short hair Fromber, and then the next start he had. And I'm like, what happened?
Tyler thought he was going to be the worst pitcher ever. Because all that weight on his head from the hair.
I remember that. I had to explain that to Tyler. But
he thought he's going to tilt over, I guess.
It one is, of those about 50 pounds?
It is heavier, but it's not that drastic. But I just hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because I'm not an old guy, but I am from a school of men who have long hair grow their hair, and it's women who go back and forth with how, and I'm not trying to go down there, but... That's my sensibility.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, since I am a long-haired man myself, I respect the journey. Like, There is a journey here.
You have to earn it.
You have to earn it, mm-hmm. right? Like I get carded at the gas station or at the liquor store, and I'll tell them, look, I got dreadlocks old enough to buy this liquor. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm being a little exaggerating there, yeah. but I tell them, like, look, I've been putting in work.
Yeah.
And so when I see that, I'm just like, what the hell is going on? What are these kids today doing?
And everything else.
Yeah, man. I just I can't get with it. I cannot support it.
For the record, how long has it taken you to grow that?
I have not had a proper haircut since 2008.
Wow.
So damn. However long that is.
Wow.
Damn, you saw the economy get better and then get bad again. That's crazy. Yeah. With the same hair.
Oh, yeah. My hair has been through several presidents now and have seen and now a two-time one and has seen the economy go up and down. My hair remembers when gas was $4 a gallon and we were shocked by it.
We definitely got to move along because that's just going to make me feel bad. Let's do some schadenfreude instead as we go around the NFL. And Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Just got to visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Gerald Wayne Jones, as I'll say, we'll bring out the full government for him because what the actual bleep is he doing? We continue along this line of Jerry Jones and negotiating through the media and in the worst ways possible with his best player, in this instance, Micah Parsons, the edge rusher. And according to Jerry Jones, the Cowboys' offer to Parsons was the richest for a non-quarterback. He sat down with Michael Irvin on Michael Irvin's YouTube page, which is a sentence or rather a phrase that I did not anticipate I'd be saying, but here we are in 2025. But he sat down with him and had a conversation in which, yeah, he detailed that supposedly, you know, he was going to make Micah Parsons the richest non-quarterback. And then he also went on, and this is cut two here, Figgy, to then make it seem as though the reason why this deal didn't get done, not because of him, not because of Micah Parsons, that darn agent.
I have agreed to give more money than has ever been given in terms of guaranteed money than anyone ever has as far as a defensive player. I've done that. Now, I am the cat that writes the check, okay? Now, Micah's got 3 years with the Cowboys left. He's got 3 years. At some point, somebody has to have the say over the other. At some point, it has to be that way. My job is managing the check, okay? Micah's got to do the playing. Where's the least important part of this whole equation we're talking about? What is the least incremental part of the whole equation? The attorney or the agent?
That's a choice. That is a way to look at it. Like, I mean, he is... I would say technically correct, but he's incorrect. Like if we kind of just bird's eye view, who's the most important? The person that owns the team, the person that's playing, or the person that is advocating for the player? Okay, bird's eye view, he's correct. However, specific to this topic, mm-hmm. specific to Micah Parsons' contract, he is probably even more important than Micah Parsons. Like when we're talking about negotiating, it's you and it's him, mm-hmm. right? Like we're not talking about playing. We're talking about a contract extension. We're talking about a contract negotiation, and this be his agent. So, like, what? That is a choice. And I will say, David Mulugeta, it is interesting that he has been somewhat of an agitator for the establishment, mm-hmm. kind of trying to buck trends. Obviously, he got Deshaun Watson that fully guaranteed contract when he probably had no business getting it. But shout out to him and shout out to them for doing it anyway. So this does not surprise me. That Jerry Jones and David Mulugeta would be on opposite sides of the aisle.
He's become football Scott Boras.
Yes.
Well, here's where I am with this whole thing, and it really is not even associated with this particular thing, except for Jerry Jones talking. The point of, well, that's just Jerry Jones. He likes to talk. He's promoting himself. As long as you spell the name right. It's not even cute anymore. It's not even funny anymore. Like that's where I'm like, just stop. You know, it's one thing that's Jerry just being Jerry. No, this is serious stuff, man. This is really serious stuff.
Well, and also like, and what? So he's the least important of the three of y'all. What that got to do with the issue at hand? Yeah.
So the issue at hand is Jerry seems to have believed, and Micah Parsons detailed this. Remember when he, in the middle of a day, He dropped a notes kind of a thing on social media detailing his side of the story and what was happening. Jerry seems to have had an instance where he sat down with Mike, or you know, was it them two, and they seemed to, you know, kind of hammer out what Jerry believed to be a deal.
Right.
Michael Parsons, his side was Jerry Jones and the Cowboys had not been talking to my agent, so I figured I could broach the topic and then maybe facilitate them getting back to conversation. And so Jerry Jones was like, we got a deal. And Dave Mulligetta was like, no, you didn't. You ain't talked to me. Let's get this deal done. And I find it intriguing because, one, Jerry Jones, like, he does believe himself to do this. Like, that I will just go and I'll get out the agent and we'll just hash this out. He's done this a number of times. I can point to Dez Bryant. I can point to DeMarcus Lawrence at one point, so on and so forth. The problem is Jerry Jones seems to be – he negotiates in a way that, and with all due respect – that dumb people, the way that dumb people think negotiations go, which is like all bravado. I'm just going to bully you. And what you have to remember is that that is not the only way for negotiations to go. And oftentimes the best negotiations are smooth because there's a give and take. There's actually, like, you know, some working in there. And Jerry Jones seems to want to, like, bull rush and bulldoze over folks in a way that is not beneficial to him. Ultimately, as we've seen, he always pays out in a big way. Now he's making mad his best player. And is only really usually serves to make his players more money, but also be less happy with the team.
I mean, I'd like to introduce Jerry Jones to the year 2025.
Yeah.
I would like to introduce him to David Mulligetta. Maybe he should Google him and look him up. I would imagine that he's actually dealt with him already at this point.
Sure,
he has.
Because Mulligetta has been around for that long. What you just described, and we all are familiar with that story. Him and Micah had their own conversation, and he thought he had a deal. Well, that's your fault. You must be dumb, because that ain't how it, this man is represented by David, not his uncle. Okay, not this isn't Kawhi Leonard's agent. This isn't Master P representing Ricky Williams. This is David Mulligetta. Mm-hmm. That's that man's agent, okay? And you need to, if you're the one that signs the checks and I'm the da-da-da-da-da-da, then you need to know who your counterparts are and who, like, know your audience and who you dealing with. You ain't getting no handshake, wink-wink deal with a David Mulligetta client. Are you new?
You know what?
Are you dumb?
You know what Jerry Jones is? He's Amazon. He is a union-busting company where...
Well, he thinks he is.
He thought.
Hey, individual worker, you don't need this union to negotiate for you. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got your best interest at heart. Don't talk to them. I got you. It's just not smart because this is the way that it works in this league. Like, this is even the MO. You could even say about the union-busting company, well, at least that's kind of the way that our society has built it, where people are, you know, right to work and from the individual standpoint. From this place, you got to work with the agent. How it goes.
That kind of goes back to my other point, you know, about everybody thinks he's just cute, he's just Jerry. But the gist of it is, did he really think this would work? Like,
that's
hey,
what I'm saying.
We got a deal, you know, we got a deal.
I don't think that Jerry, for all of the, you know, back and forth, mm-hmm. I don't think that Jerry Jones is anywhere close to an idiot. Now, he is getting old, and he might be getting close to senile.
I might not follow you on that thought process, but continue.
I think overall he has been, and I don't think all successful people are not idiots. I'm not trying to go around that train of logic, but you understand what I mean. I think he's got enough receipts to that speak for itself. However, this is idiotic.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a great example for the case that I'm trying to make of him not being an idiot. Because, again, are you dumb?
Yeah.
Like, this is just not how it works, especially not with this client, with this agent.
Yeah.
You ain't doing no wink, wink. Let's kind of just pinky promise deal. Yeah. Like, that ain't happening.
But the only problem is, and 8346 mentions it when we're talking about negotiations, you never go into a negotiation unless you have leverage, period. The problem is Jerry Jones has been able to get away with this or use this as his MO because NFL teams and owners inherently built into the, you know, fabric of the way that this goes have leverage. He mentioned it and he's right. Michael Parsons ain't going to be no free agent for 3 years at least, because they'll franchise tag him and they'll franchise tag him again, and he has no real recourse until he wants to, you know, until playing games and then getting out of that contract. So that's ultimately how he is able to railroad these things through. But as you mentioned, if we're just operating in a vacuum and judging the way that he's handling it, F minus.
Yeah.
If we're going to be entirely honest.
F minus indeed.
All right. Continuing around the NFL, had a couple of preseason games yesterday, one of them between the Steelers and the Panthers. Anybody interested in anything in that game?
No. Just Jameis.
I was going to say, honestly,
second game.
That was the second game. Because to that point, when they had that four box up there with all of their four quarterbacks, and I was like, yeah, I like the rookie. I like Jackson Dart, but I'm like, like, oh, this is going to be tough decisions. Or who are they going to – that's what Kirk Herbstreit was like. Who are they going to let go? I'm like, any of them. You know, like, I don't care. But on the first game, you mentioned the Steelers. I am kind of intrigued. I didn't get to watch a lot of this.
Yeah.
But I am kind of intrigued about Jalen Ramsey's second act or his potential second act as slot corner. Like, what does his second act look like? Because he was an elite corner, we remember.
Mm-hmm.
But is now getting older, has some tread on the tire. What does his second act look like? Is it slot corner? Is he a safety at some point? We all know him to be a very physical football player, one of the better tackling corners of his era. So I am intrigued by what does Jalen Ramsey look like as a Steeler, and how do they use him?
And what is his second act? Fair.
Maybe not this particular game, but we did get to see some flashes of it of what it could look like.
Mm-hmm.
So I am at the very least intrigued by that.
The bigger story on the day was a 42-10 Giants victory against the Patriots in this preseason game. But the biggest thing was Jackson Dart, 6 of 12 in his outing, 81 yards and a touchdown. A lot of good things being said about Jackson Dart, the draft pick for the Giants.
You're welcome.
And John Lopez, who is Jackson Dart's biggest fan here in the city of Houston.
I just like his game, man.
Go ahead and talk your talk.
Man, I liked him a lot coming into the draft, and he wasn't even really on the boards very high for a while. He is, you saw it last night. I mean, on time, the one down the right side, perfect in the bucket. He's going to make things interesting, although, you know, he did say the right things after the game about, hey, I'm just trying to be the best backup, et cetera. But he's legit.
Let me ask y'all.
Four games.
If you're the decision maker, like we put you in charge of the New York Giants in their quarterback situation, what are you doing? I can tell you what I'm doing. I'm starting Jackson Dart.
Off the jump?
Yeah.
I said four games because I knew where you were going.
I like him that much.
Russell Wilson,
what I've seen so far, I like that much.
Russell Wilson's going to struggle a little bit. It's New York. He's right there. You've seen enough out of him. I think four games in, they're going to make a move.
Yeah, I wouldn't even need – I don't need the audition for what Russell Wilson is, right? Like, I'm perfectly comfortable with one of those guys, whether it's Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston, as my backup.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy DeVito can go do
whatever
the next mob movie or whatever. I shouldn't say that. That's insensitive. But like
– he the one call himself Tommy Cutlass and stuff. What you mean?
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to remember the guy that he threw a touchdown. The guy he threw a touchdown to at the end of the game also had – an Italian name. And I was just like, look at DeVito to basically another DeVito. If I can't remember the dude's name.
I'm
blanking.
Can't recall.
But it was another Italian name. I was like, look at them.
While we're here, I always felt very uncomfortable at how free we all are at doing Italian stereotypes when we would never do that on really pretty much any other subcategory of people. Mm-hmm. But it's because they leaned in so much, especially with the DeVito thing.
They actually like it. When people do that, it seemed like.
I think we're slowly, like, I can remember, we don't do this anymore because we've seen people get in trouble for this. I can remember a time where pretty much every minority group except black people were fair game. You could make fun of Hispanics. You could definitely
still
make,
can.
You could, yeah. Well, and I think that part of that has to do with that Latin folks tend to laugh at themselves pretty well, too. But you could make fun, like, Asian people had it real bad. Like, you could make jokes and you can't do that anymore. The Italians are going to be the last of the Mohicans. They're going to be the last people that we're going to get canceled for.
I feel bad laughing about
for
this.
Making. They're going to be the last group that we get canceled for.
I just
for.
Think it's funny you said Mohicans.
I know.
That is fair. That is fair. To answer your question, by the way, I think that you go Russell Wilson, and then by week four, you make that change and see if you can get. Because they start with Washington on the road, Dallas on the road, Kansas City at home. Week four, you get Chargers at home. And then you go on the road with the Saints before you get the Eagles. Yeah. Like, you might be able to give Dart a little bit of a ramp to have best case scenario. But we'll see. Somebody said if they're an axis of power, it's fine. Okay, fair enough. Thank you for that rule of thumb, 713, so we can make fun of the Germans. Well, the Japanese will get a little dicey for you, friend. Maybe we'll revise that at some point. I don't know.
I like my jobs. I ain't making fun of none of y'all. That's why I took back the Tommy DeVito thing. As soon as I said, I was like, wait a minute, I'm talking in front of people in here.
Well, yeah, to be fair, I was not talking about us. That's around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, of course, we got B. Scott in the studio, which means we got to get some of B. Scott's thoughts. Let's hear from Brandon next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right. There it is. See, I ain't done it in so many weeks that I forgot how to do this.
You gotta let the beat drop.
Almost forgot to put it in the Serato.
See, look, you gotta stop leaving us.
I was gonna say, when you be gone, you can get forgotten.
You went out for milk, and I was like, you know, where B Scott at? He's supposed to be coming back with that milk.
It happens, man. It happens, man. But I did have the other obligations. I was either doing the show, like the afternoon show. So
morning show one of those days, too.
The morning show. So, like, I would just say, everybody show up to work so I can show up to work. How about that? How about we just do that?
Nah, we love your versatility and being able to be all over the Sports Radio 610 brand, man.
Yeah, man. So I have not had a chance. This is my I didn't get to show up Wednesday with my normal hit on the drive. So this is my first time to actually react to what we saw over the weekend with the Texans and the Panthers, and obviously they had joint practices before that. And I'm actually interested of why Lopez is calling me Laramie Tunsil for not showing up at practice, because part of my B. Scott's thoughts today is lamenting the fact that I lean too much into practice. I right now want to practice less.
I meant here.
Oh, you meant here. I thought you meant going to
like
the
you
practices.
You didn't mess with us until it got to the last preseason game.
I got you.
Now it's getting real.
I thought you meant because the reality
No, you're out there a lot.
Well, this
so
is a
this
little,
is a dress rehearsal.
This is a little inside baseball, but for all of the practices that I have been to this season, this training camp season, I will say this is still the fewest amount of training camp practices that I've been to since outside from the COVID year.
Yeah.
Other than that, this is the fewest practices that I've been to. And even still, even with that, I thought going into that Saturday game, and more so on that Friday show with Clint that I did, part of the reason why I didn't show up here to work was, and this is a regret of mine, I leaned too much into what I had seen at the most recent practice, at that joint practice. Mm-hmm. And my thought at the time was, man, Blake Fisher, I know he's a second round pick and I know he's going to make this team. But if we're just talking about what we're seeing out there, dude should be fighting for a roster spot. That's how I felt going into the game. I'll be damned if Blake Fisher didn't go out there and play his tail off and look every bit the part of second round pick, of swing tackle, which it looks like that could be his position, of somebody that definitely belongs on the team. Like, my take on last Friday, was that he should be fighting with Austin Deculus for a spot on the team. By the end of the game. But I truly felt, I wasn't trying to give you a hot take.
I hear you.
I believe that wholeheartedly when I said it. By the end of the game, I felt like I owed the man an apology because it seemed very ridiculous. So I want to take the first part of B. Scott's thoughts to offer Blake Fisher a sincere apology for leaning a little bit too much into what I was seeing at practice.
Lopez, you want to hop on that apology?
Now watch him get traded.
He might. So that's a no.
Yeah. He might, but you know who ain't getting traded?
Yeah.
Austin Deculus.
Yeah, no.
Because ain't nobody trading nothing for that. No disrespect to Austin Deculus from the crib, Cypress, and all of that, but ain't nobody doing that.
Yeah.
So we're talking about different things here. Maybe I leaned a little bit too much into what I was seeing at practice and, you know, some bravado there and wanting to have an interesting take.
Mm-hmm.
Along those lines, I also thought that aside from Joe Mixon, let's just put Joe Mixon aside. We ain't seen him anyway.
He is aside right
let's
now.
Let's put him aside in this conversation. I thought, for the most part, the running back room, that any of them could make the team and any of them could not.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't have a running back that I was like was a lock to make the team and nobody that I thought was a lock to get cut. I thought it was just a kind of a free-for-all.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that, and Clint kind of barked a little bit and said, you know, you don't think Nick Chubb is a lock to make the team? I was like, I understand who Nick Chubb is. We don't have to explain that. But based off of what we're seeing at practice, no, I don't. I don't think any of these cats are a lock to make the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be damned if Nick Chubb didn't go out there and look like some facsimile of Nick. He didn't look like Nick Chubb of old. But you definitely could watch that game, watch them push the pile, watch him be difficult to tackle. If you need 3 yards, you need 4 yards. You can see him being a reliable option for that and why it is that a team that is trying to rebrand itself a little bit as a more of a physical football team, a team that wants to run the football more effectively to kind of set up some of its passing game. You could see why that team would rather have, especially one that's struggling at running back.
Sure,
right.
Sure.
Just kind of to this point, you could see why they would want somebody that they view as reliable as Nick Chubb. So I think I owe Nick Chubb an apology for assuming or thinking that he wasn't a lock to make the team. He Nick Chubb, he making the team.
Mm-hmm.
So those were two thoughts. Like, by the end of the game, by the time we were done with the game, I was like, ooh, those are two takes that age like milk.
That's right.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Did I also get off my mea culpa on Nick Chubb? Have I done that appropriately?
I think it roundabout way.
Okay.
I think you did that right, Monday. You gave him his flowers a little bit.
Because I was like, I definitely was in that space. I know that Cody Stoops was real big on this because I remember, you know, having conversation with him at practice. And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of with you, dog. Like, I'm not certain that we are going to get a level of Nick Chubb that people were kind of trying to set themselves up for. Mm-hmm. It's definitely workable.
Yeah.
Like, without having to, you know, litigate how much, what percentage, it's definitely workable from what we've seen. So again, mea culpa on my part.
And for me, the lesson learned was take, not to go too Allen Iverson on you, but the great philosopher Allen Iverson did once say, practice?
Yeah.
We talking about, not a game, but practice. And look, he was probably out of pocket for what was going on there and why he was saying that. But there is something to consider as observers, as media, to think about it for what it is. Like, just because you're seeing this in practice, we understand this, right? There are some guys that show up in practice that don't show up in the game.
Mm-hmm.
There are some guys that don't show up in practice that do show up in the game.
Gamers.
And it's hard to necessarily know, even from year to year. Like, maybe that guy was one way before and he's different now, right? So not to lean too much into practice. I think part of me was a little bit self-conscious about not going to as many practices.
Right.
And so I wanted to glean as much as I could from what I did view to be up until this point, or up to that point, I should say, their most valuable practice, because it was against another team. So I was like, hey, you can gather more from this practice than any of the ones that I've been to or any of the ones that I've missed. This is the practice to be at, and I'm here, and this is what I'm seeing. And I think I leaned a little bit too much into that, so I think I learned a lesson.
I also think there's a part of that, and obviously I can appreciate what you're saying, because and what Reggie was saying, you know, about kind of falling on the sword a little bit. But at the same time, D'Amico Ryans has consistently said it's not about one thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about – it's the consistent – he kind of gave Blake Fisher that, and I've talked about it a couple times, that kind of backhanded compliment, you know, still saying he needs to be more consistent. So maybe, you know, it's still not – the story isn't written on some of these guys.
Yeah.
I think Nick Chubb for sure, but maybe Blake Fisher, maybe some of the other – Woody Marks flashed.
Yes,
in the game,
which I've always been high on him.
And he's consistently flashed, I think, to that.
That's
to
exactly
that point.
What I'm talking about. You know, like Woody Marks has shown a few things, not like he did in the game, but a few things in practice. And I think that is more important to the coaching staff and D'Amico Ryans than Blake Fisher's one game.
And a credit to them, because when you have a more holistic look, and if you'll allow me to get analytical nerdy, if you have a data set, the more information that you put in that data set, the more that you avoid, you know, falling for the okie doke or not having, or like having some inaccurate data, or maybe like a particular spike skew your results. That's where you got to give them credit for operating. But that's also kind of the difficulty of doing what we do, where we ain't really gotten much to see from them. And then the times where we get to see them, I mean, because it works the other way. Even with us that we're out there every day, you see it a whole bunch and you're like, okay, this is what I'm seeing. This is what I can lean off of. But they're like, no, we're still going to work off of an even bigger data set than that. So kudos to them. And obviously, this is how you build a team. And I think the thing that whether with the individuals, whether it's individually Blake Fisher, individually Nick Chubb, Woody Marks, whoever you want to point to on the individual scale, I think the thing that you can keep coming back to is they've built a really good roster that should be able to allow them to go and put their best foot forward this year. I have gleaned that from camp thus far.
Yeah, and before we get out, I do want to give two other offensive linemen their flowers since I haven't had a chance to do this
yet. You got it, brother.
Center Jake Andrews.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right guard Ed Ingram. They were moving people. They were moving themselves like next level, like blocking at the next level, point of attack. Like those are two guys who I don't think we knew exactly what to expect, and we were probably even skeptical of Ed Ingram because of his most previous, but rightfully so. Like his receipts said to be skeptical.
Yeah.
But from just this one preseason game, I think that they deserve their flowers. They played excellent in that game.
I got about three or four more weeks before I have to go to Nick Cassera himself and be like, my bad, dog. my bad, dog. I wasn't familiar with your game. Yeah. My bad, brother.
But to the point, though, like, if it's going to look like that, let's roll. Yeah. Like, we can do this, like this version of Ed Ingram. If he plays the way he did, albeit against the Panthers, albeit preseason, if he looks like that, gives you that kind of effort, I'm with him and Jake Andrews, center and the right guard. I'm with it.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's B. Scott Stotts. Don't worry. He's hanging around for another segment because let's get into what's popping, including, are you actually torn up about this particular player being off the market in the NFL? We'll talk about it next. All right. Let's get into what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. I love pulling people behind the curtain. That whole break, we are having a conversation in this room between myself, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and of course, the man of the hour every Friday at this hour, except when he's not, is B. Scott. We were talking about the offensive line that whole time. This Texans team is, confounding is the word that came to mind, but I don't want to say it, but it's deeply, deeply interesting for conversation.
Yeah, man, I've been trying to, and doing a good job, I think, of selling myself on the offensive line. Some of it, honestly, guys, it's been hope trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think if I squint and if I hope my way and will our way to this, like, I kind of believe in will
it's power. It's a little less squinting as we keep going along.
Yeah.
It's a little less squinting.
I still got to keep my glasses on now. But I can see it. I can see the vision, or at the very least, the vision playing out in some kind of way that could work. And I've always thought that, you know, you don't need, I say this all the time, you don't need all pros on the offensive line. You just need five who aren't bad and five that play together. They got to be competent.
You and Cole Popovich.
Yeah. You got to be competent
and
able and play together, kind of play on the string, and you can make an offensive line work even with a bunch of Jags, a bunch of guys. And not to call him, because Arian Tiarsuri could very well turn out to be
really
a special player.
A dog maybe even?
A dog even. I ain't mad at it. But, yeah, no, I've been trying to sell myself on the offensive line throughout camp, and I'm getting close to being sold just based off of what we've seen so far. But like going, you know, pulling the curtain back a little bit more, like you were saying, we don't want to lean too much into it because it's not like we've seen them go up against a juggernaut or like they've really shown their full hand or like the other teams have shown their full hand just yet. We have not actually seen a whole lot, you know, so proceed with caution.
I think the last thing on this, and we were talking about this in the break, so the show just goes on.
Yes.
Because you had a really good point. They tried the that's our left tackle guy route.
Yeah.
They've tried that's Kenyon Green is our left guard.
They tried
route.
Sniping each individual.
They tried saying, we're drafting him, we're picking him up, we're trading for him, that's our guy.
Yep.
And it didn't work.
Shaq Mason was their right guard. Yeah, so much to their detriment at the end of the season when he was hurt and they brought him back in the playoffs.
And it didn't work. And what I appreciate, because here we are talking about, you know, Ed Ingram and I apologize and, you know, obviously Andrews and I apologize. Keep in mind, there were like three or four other guys that they brought in too, or two for sure that come to mind.
Remember when we were trying to convince ourselves that Eli Cox might be involved in this as
right?
well? Yeah, so they were like, instead of sniping, how about we just shotgun?
So
how about we just sawed off shotgun and just boom, all of them. Yeah,
my point during the break and now on the show was, I see Nick Caserio sort of changing the route here. Instead of like, that's our guy, he's like, let's throw it all up against the wall. Trent Brown, Cam Robinson, Ursary, Jake Andrews, just go down the list. And let's see which two rise above it with true competition.
Yeah, we need competent guys. Yeah. Back to the earlier point, we need competent guys, and they need to be trained better. Yeah. Right, like I don't think it was an entire issue of incompetence. I think Shaq Mason was starting to be injured and starting to be older, and then Kenyon Green, a number of things went left, have gone left with Kenyon Green. But it was also like, man, they're not even being coached well, or mm-hmm. they're not playing on the string like I mentioned earlier. So, like, can we marry these things? Get competent guys who are coached properly. Yeah. It seems like a very simple thing to do. But it appears, at least early on, maybe too early on, mm-hmm. that they're doing that.
All right. Let's get into some other things that are actually popping. In fact, this is very much popping as of 20 minutes ago. There was a move that was made that took a running back that was widely bandied about, widely talked about, off of the market. Are you actually hot about this? Because I've seen some people talk about this on Twitter and very much get hot about it now, that Brian Robinson is being traded from the Commanders, or the Commandos as I like to call them, to the 49ers in exchange for a 2026 sixth round pick. Did you have any level of hope that was something that the Texans would do?
Listen, man, you're gonna have a hard time getting me upset about a dude that got traded for a sixth round pick.
Hey, that's Nick Caserio's MO.
No, I get it. And look, and if he
you're talking about Nick Caserio.
I'll say this: if he had done it, I wouldn't have been upset about it. Like I didn't when they signed Nick Chubb. I wasn't out here pounding the drum for them to sign no Nick Chubb. Mm-hmm. But once they did it, I was like, okay, I can see the vision. It would have been a similar thing here. I ain't out here pounding the table for no Brian Robinson. If they thought that Brian Robinson could help them, I think Nick Caserio has enough equity built up now to where I could see it. I could understand it. But no, I'm not upset that Brian Robinson Jr. went to another team
for
a six-round pick. I'm good.
We got a text. Oh, no, I'm not there. But I am with you.
You said, oh, no. That had about six O's in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to be like, oh, no, no.
Yeah, so someone was really upset about it. I'm not there, but I am with you in the running back room, even to this moment.
Yeah.
You know, outside of Woody Marks and Nick Chubb, you know, I would have been in the camp of, why not?
Yeah.
You know, why not?
Yeah, yeah. Like at this point, you could go either way, but I feel like most of us probably feel better about Brian Robinson than say, a Damian Pierce, given how the last couple of seasons have gone for Damian Pierce. But in the morning show, I was talking about this a little bit. It does seem like the team, for whatever reason, feels differently about Damian Pierce's place in this ecosystem than the rest of us do. Like, we entered this thing thinking that Damian Pierce was fighting for a roster spot. It does not seem like the Texans themselves have felt like he was.
Is it 2024? Because that's where we were last year, exactly the same spot.
Yeah, fair enough. But he's not, and I don't know if this is more of a offensive coordinator change or, like, exactly what – because, I mean, that's the key difference here in, like, what's different between last year and this year. Nothing except the offensive coordinator, basically, and obviously the offensive line coach is a different guy. But in terms of the decision makers, that being Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans, them the same guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they have approached this as if Damian Pierce is going to be a part of this team one way or another.
I mean, it appears that way.
The way we talked about it and the way it actually is appears to be different. Yeah. And I'll say that.
All right. So let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about your Houston Astros because they got a win last night, 7-2. The offense started going with seven runs scored in the first three innings, all seven early against Brandon Young, a man who was once guaranteed to lose a game that he almost threw a perfect game in. I'm not going to speak anything further on that.
You're just a little early.
I texted
Never him wrong, just early is a great philosophy on life.
Yeah. I texted him last night, where was this tomato can last Friday?
It was too much foresight on your part.
Yes.
You were looking too far into the future.
Oh, you're saying he was. Okay, I like that.
He was
like
third eye, brother.
I knew it was going to happen.
You're even smarter than you think. See, I'm here to cash you. Yeah. You need hype men like your boy.
That's right. Which, I mean, that makes me think about something else. But before we get there, a little shout out to the farm where rehab assignment is happening for Yordan Alvarez. He went through his second rehab start, and he went 3-for-3 with a couple of doubles. Yeah, like, man, this is really going up at this point. Through his two rehab games, 5-for-8, two runs, three doubles, an RBI, a walk, and don't forget that stolen base.
Yeah. Nope. This time, no sliding, though. Like, I don't need you.
Yeah, we don't need sliding.
Come on, man. You ain't Ohtani. Don't be out here stealing bases. Your hands hurt and all of that. Your knees are bad. Don't be out here doing that.
Where are you at optimism-wise for the return of Yordan? Because the thing that I can't shake, and the reason why I'm very happy that he, you know, went on this rehab assignment at AA as opposed to jumping right back up to the majors, even though he had the hand injury, he wasn't good earlier on in the season. And I think that if you could drop him back in with the confidence of, I'm just I'm just dumping on these double A boys. Yeah. I think that that could be very helpful in jumpstarting what his season is going forward.
Well, the curious part is, what's the chicken or the egg? Like, was he not good because of the hand issue?
He wasn't. I'm convinced.
Yeah, so, I do want to say, like, could you just imagine, just as a side note, being a double A pitcher and Yordan Doggone Alvarez is walking up for whatever series you got to pitch or whatever whatever outing you have. Like, that just is a kind of a mind bleep to me.
Especially when you think about, like, I had I used to work with a professional pitcher and former MLB pro, and he said that he always views double A as maybe akin to, like, possibly SEC baseball, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, you got guys that are probably playing just above the level of, hey, college baseball, and all of a sudden you're seeing one of the best hitters in all of the world.
That's Yordan Alvarez, hurt hands and bad knees and all. Yeah. Like, he is about to obliterate. But in terms of optimism, to your question, like, I'm extremely optimistic at this point, mm-hmm. given that the hand has had time to heal. It was 60% healed when they first revealed to us that it was broken in the first place.
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming that it's closer to 100 now. We're seeing him perform out there, albeit at the double A level.
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about it, man. Like, we literally just got done covering them, go three games without scoring.
Right.
Four or five, right? Do something that they haven't done literally in, Reggie, you and I are like some of our lights. 40 years, these guys haven't gone that long without scoring a run. Like, it's like borderline unprecedented stuff. You got grown men who've never seen this happen before.
Right.
So, yeah, man, like, Yordan Alvarez, even the version of, I'll say this, even the version of Yordan Alvarez that we were getting, which I will agree with you because the numbers spell it out, was not good. I think just having to prep for him, having to respect who he is, never mind the production, which does matter, but never mind that in terms of, like, planning, I think it opens things up for the guys around him, offers some protection, and I think just it's some relief for the lineup overall, which I think you're going to get more than that. I think you're going to get at least that. Just the presence of Yordan Alvarez is going to make your lineup better. And then, knock on wood, he's actually looking like some version of Yordan Alvarez.
I just think you should fly him up to Baltimore today. You know, oh, that's not the plan. Look, I'm convinced, and could be wrong, but I'm convinced his hand was bad from the get-go. That's why he wasn't putting up numbers.
His hand been bad for 3 years, yes, Lopez.
But I'm also convinced they probably went the route of, you know what, let's just get him healthy. That's why it's taken so long. Let's make sure the hand is right. And if the hand is right, I mean, these are ifs, but if the hand is right, and he's gone 5-for-7 with 3 doubles in his double A assignment, there's no reason to wait anymore.
Yeah.
Plans can change. Put him on a plane.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're kind of preaching to the choir. I don't think you have to sell any of us or our general audience, Astros fans that are listening. We ain't got to sell you on Yordan Alvarez.
Right.
Yordan Alvarez ready to go. Put Yordan Alvarez in your lineup.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Real quick. I'm realizing in real time, I really should have brought up, have you seen this thing that's happening with the ESPN app? I should have brought that up here where they're trying to make it more of a one-stop shop. I'll see if we can return to it. But college football on the weekend, there's some dates to remember because it's week zero. Big game is going to be between Kansas State and Iowa State, 17-22. That's at noon Eastern time, so it'll be 11 a.m. God's time.
Mm-hmm.
Originating from Dublin, but you'll be able to see it on ESPN. And then the only other big game I think I'm interested in is it Kansas versus Fresno State at 5:30?
Yeah.
It's I mean, week zero, maybe you use this to get yourself into that space. And of course, you also have Texans football. Oh, and I didn't even mention who you have on the mound for the Astros this weekend. Gonna be a big one, and I think we'll dig into it a little bit later. Lance McCullers Jr. didn't tonight.
Yeah.
Tomorrow evening, you're going to have Christian Javier, and then the night after that is Spencer Arrighetti. Like, you are getting all of the let's-see-if-they-can-do-it all-stars.
Yeah.
Dude, the Lance McCullers,
big.
Christian Javier, Spencer Arrighetti spaghetti that we got going on here. Like, which of these three guys is going to emerge? Which of these three guys makes sense for you as an option out of the bullpen if you make it to the postseason, assuming that you will, and I am assuming that they will. Like, we are in real time trying to figure this thing out because there is not a perfect and obvious answer to the question.
No,
and we're literally going to get to see it. Like,
it's a fingers crossed
kind of play out.
Yep. Find somebody.
So what? Do something, bro.
Do something, bro.
One of y'all got to be ready.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. All right, someone just put this for Lance, but I'm going to ask this for both tonight and tomorrow's starts for your Astros. Over under 3 innings.
Whew.
That's a big part of the question.
For Lance, I think it fits Lance better
I mean, Christian Javier, he left with the illness. Well, that's fair.
I'm so glad they asked that because I've literally been asking. Once you find out who that guy is the next guy just basically going to be a piggyback type of situation?
Sure.
Like, can you rely on more than three innings from any of them and just at the end of it decide, hey, three innings is the best I can get. I'm going to go try to get another three innings out of the next guy.
Before we let you go, though.
Like tandem starters.
I did realize this. I didn't mention Craig Kimbrell, former reliever. Mm-hmm. He's been an all-star a number of times in his career. Not as much recently, although a couple years ago, 2023 with the Phillies.
Yeah.
Was an all-star. Did not realize that in looking at it. Do we like this acquisition of the, 37-year-old coming in to help the pen for the Astros?
Not optimistic about it, per se, but
why not?
I think it can't hurt.
Why not?
Like, it is a low-risk, high-reward type of situation. What if he turns out to be great?
Yeah.
Then awesome. If he doesn't, then you kind of were bad anyway. You know what I mean? Like, you had a less-than-ideal bullpen, back into the bullpen situation already. So, all this is literally the throw it at the wall to see what sticks.
No, it is.
But the one that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Man, these walls in Houston getting a lot of stuff thrown at them, man.
You might have to clean these walls,
Craig
man.
Kimbrell, you got offensive linemen. What else you got?
Who going to clean up all them flowers?
It looked like Jackson Pollock in here, man. What's happening?
Yeah.
B. Scott, always appreciate you sitting in with us. I had more stuff that I wanted to talk to you about.
But it feels like home.
It does.
Everything it feels does. Right.
And you know one thing that I always say? You can always come home.
That's
we always
right.
appreciate
right.
you
That's
hanging
right.
out
That's
with
exactly
us.
Right.
Friday, 11, in 11 o'clock hour, you can always expect a little B. Scott from Hiram Clark sitting in, which appreciate you, my brother. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, continuing on a Friday. Coming up next, let's revisit some of the things that were discussed from C.J. Stroud, because one of the things that popped up for some folks was, did he give you a an idea as to what's happening for this offensive line? And a question that Lopez once answered, you think C.J.'s ready for this season? We'll talk about it next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.